Just got to just continue to get better up front, and they're working hard, they're trying hard, they're pouring their hearts out. We've got a lot of young players in that lineup. When you think about, and it's not time to think about that totally, but when you think about the future, and you see the names and you read the names, and you look all the way to the right, and you get a chance to see the eligibility left, it's got to be pretty exciting, I think, for UConn country. So there's a learning curve there, and they got a lot of work to do. It's not easy to play in that front. It's challenging. And it's two menacing fronts, really three menacing fronts we played in week 1, 2, and 3. They cause a lot of problems. They're very physical. They're moving around. And even still, you can see, gosh, it's hard to even say the number, but you can see improvement from the first half to the second half. I think we surrendered 6 sacks in the first half. True? 2 in the second half. So you can see an improvement, a little help from the coaches, You know, you keep adding guys to the blocking, you got less guys out in patterns. You know, it causes a little bit of an issue. But you could see even an improvement as the game went on.